How you feeling?
Good. Good. It's been a good week. Excited for this game. So I think it's going to be different challenges. Obviously, Jets are good, you know, defense. Played as well last time. They got off to a good start against us last time. So we got to start faster than we started last week. And, you know, hopefully we can do that.
James Harrison had this picture on Instagram of you two together on Tuesday. I mean, what was that like for you after so many years of trying to stay away from that guy?
I know. I told him I like him much better in our colored jerseys. I'll tell him that. I told him that. So he is, you know, excited to be here and hopefully he can help us win. And I know it's late in the year, but, you know, guys who have played in these big games and those situations always helps, you know, having good players out there. So, you know, hopefully he can go out and do a great job for us.
You sense an excitement level from him in the short time you've been here?
You know, I haven't paid much. Really, it's interesting. When we're out there, it's like we're two separate teams, offense and defense. I mean, we're so focused on what we do. And so I'll probably see more of him Sunday, just like you guys will. But, you know, I know how good of a player he is, played against him for a long time. Like I said, hopefully he does a great job.
I saw you yesterday in an impressive Canada Goose warm parka.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not going to come in too handy Sunday.
Yeah.
How do you go about staying warm out there? You got a lot of experience, of course, with the cold games. The Patriots play well in cold games.
Yeah, I think the key is us practicing out there, and we've been out there, you know, every day this week. I think we've used our bubble like one time all year for a real practice. So I think just getting used to the climate and understanding the challenges it presents in this stadium and I mean, it's cold for everybody, so it's cold for the fans, cold for the players, coaches, for you guys, the refs, the, you know, announcers. It's just, and I think it's whoever deals the best is going to win. And, you know, hopefully us being out there and using all this to our as a positive experience, even though, you know, you're out there for a couple hours, it gets pretty cold. But you just got to do the best you can do.
Will you use gloves maybe differently than you would on a normal warmer game?
It depends. I early in my career, I tried using a glove on my throwing hand a little bit. Didn't go too well. I think it's better without, but still, it's tricky. I mean, doing anything when it's, you know, negative wind chill is pretty hard to do. So, but it's challenging for everybody. It's challenging for the defense, challenging for the offense. And you're just gonna have to go out and play well. Focus on what you need to do. It makes you concentrate more. And we're gonna have to concentrate. You know, we're playing for a lot.
The left shoulder popped back up on the injury report. Is that just something you aggravated from earlier in the season, or is it something new?
That's a tricky question. I'll pass. But I'll be out there Sunday. Huh? Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Final question. They end up on you, I guess, per se. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into plays where a touchdown pass or an interception.
Yep.
But with interceptions, there's been five of them in the last month or so, and that's typically not what we see from you. So is there a connect the dots there?
With the interceptions? Yeah. You know, I'm always trying to keep those down. And I think you're right. There's been more in the last couple games than there should be. So I think it's just you know, making smart decisions, and you know, whenever they get their hands on it, you know, it's not a good thing for the offense. So, put it in places where, you know, only we can touch it or we can catch it is important, especially understanding the situations in the games. And we've been able to overcome a few of those, but obviously, like at Miami, we didn't overcome them. And ball possession is going to be extremely important in this game. And we always try to do no turnovers. That's a good goal for us. That's what we should have every week. And, you know, I can certainly do a better job than I've done protecting it. And it's going to be really important.
Are you harder on yourself than Bill is on you? Because we know how tough he is with turnovers.
Yeah.
Turnovers. On yourself than he is.
Yeah, I think turnovers have a great correlation to winning or losing. So when you give the ball up, obviously it limits your opportunity to score and it limits and it and increases their opportunity. It's all risk reward for a quarterback. I mean, I'm never trying to throw them. You know, sometimes you try to make a throw and, you know, they make a good play. Sometimes you try to make a throw, they don't make much of a play and they still come up with the ball because I made a really bad decision. And if they make a great play, they make a great play. But you try to eliminate the ones that they just, you know, you really just hand them possession of the ball. So, you know, just have to do a great job at this game and moving forward and can't do anything about the past. Just going to have to look forward and do a better job of this game and next game, and as far as we go. So, thank you guys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.